My guest is one of the foreign exchange students at the Medford Area Senior High School. Daniel Rodriguez Losada is from Spain. And Daniel, what size is your hometown?
We consider it small for Spain, but it's 125,000 people approximately.
What is his name?
Odense.
So it's much bigger than Medford.
Yeah.
So when you came to Medford, what did you think? Coming from a big city, pretty small town, huh?
Yeah, it's like everything is spread out and you need a car to go everywhere. It's like crazy.
Your school, how many students in your school back in Spain?
Probably 1,000 or a little bit more.
So it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Compared to Medford.
Compared to Medford, yeah. Okay.
About the classes, how are the classes different? How is school different there than here?
Well, you get like a fixed class and the teachers are rotating and the teachers don't really know your name or who are you. They just check at the whiteboard or blackboard and they start taking notes and you got to take notes and follow the class.
So do you stay in the same room and they come to you?
Yeah.
Here you go to the teacher's room, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's opposite.
Yeah, we actually rotate sometimes when we have like specific classes as lab or music or whatever.
Was it hard to adapt to Medford, to the school, to the classes?
Well, not really. Well, first days I was kind of lost trying to figure out where all the classes were, but
we're all kind of lost first day, Daniel. That's not that unusual. You just finished up basketball season at the Medford Area Senior High School. How'd it go?
It was pretty good.
You enjoyed that?
Yeah.
What other sports do you play? Did you play a sport in the fall?
Oh, yeah. I played soccer.
Mm-hmm. Basketball.
Yep.
You did really well. You scored a basket in the last game. That's pretty
good. Yeah.
Cool. Now, you tell me you're going to try baseball.
Yeah.
You've never played baseball.
No.
Have you ever seen a game, baseball?
Yeah. Okay. I used to watch a couple of games back in Spain, and here in Metro with my host dad, we're all the time watching baseball. So,
what sports are popular in Spain?
Probably most popular is soccer, but we play a lot basketball or handball or badminton or tennis.
How about food here in Wisconsin? Do you like cheese curds?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love all American food.
Oh, bratwurst?
Yeah.
Well, you got baseball and bratwurst that goes together here in Wisconsin. That goes together. Tell me some of the things that you've done while you've been in the United States. Some of the places you've visited.
Not visited a lot of places. I've been a couple of times to Warsaw just for games and competitions. I've been to Appleton. I've been to
sounds like mostly around Wisconsin.
Yeah, never left the state.
Yeah, yeah. I have to ask, in your part of Spain, is snow common or was snow new for you?
I wasn't new at all, but we don't have a lot of snow there.
How is the weather different in your country? Is it in your part of Spain, is it warmer, colder?
Yeah, it's completely different. Yeah.
Much warmer.
Yeah, in Spain, when in winter, we probably are like 50s, and we're with winter coats and snow coats, and it's really cold for us. And yeah, I'm getting used to it. Now it's like probably 32 or less, and I go out with shorts.
Oh, so you're fitting right in.
Yeah.
That's like the Wisconsin kids.
Yeah.
That's how they do. When you go back to Spain, what are your future plans? What do you want to do?
Oh, I'm not really sure what I want to study. But something related to science that I haven't figured out yet.
Daniel, if you would please share with us, who is your host family here in Medford?
Oh, my host dad's Matthew Norgren. He's a teacher, special ed teacher in Medford High, and I'm just staying with him.
And how long are you in the U.S.? How long before you have to return to Spain?
In total, it's approximately 10 months or so. I've already been for 5 or 6, I think.
So it's coming pretty quick. So,
yeah, halfway.
Have you enjoyed your time here?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you plan on coming back in the future?
Sure. Yeah. If I can afford that,
yeah.
Of course.
Once again, my guest has been foreign exchange student at the Medford Area Senior High School, Daniel Rodriguez Losada. Daniel is going to try. Best of luck. He is going to play baseball.
Yeah.
This spring at the Medford Area Senior High School. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.